Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast.
Always some motherfucking bullshit with you, Moses. Mm-hmm. I swear to God.
Eating chicken wings and rice.
It's always some bullshit. You do all this bullshit just to
get up in the dog side.
You do all this bullshit to
in
get
the bar side.
To get in podcast, bro. Just
play. What you playing?
Don't worry about what the fuck I'm playing.
Stupid.
Where the fuck is your headphones at?
What?
Yeah, look at you.
Go ahead and I don't want to hear your bullshit. Boy, make it clap remix. That's what you want to play, you bitch. French Montana.
Featuring Nicki Minaj. Eh?
Got the French Montana video out. Let's go.
I'm not playing Soulja Boy. Shut the fuck up.
Do, 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 do.
Let me play this shit.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for? You ready? I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this. In a matter of time I spent on some locked up shit in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view.
Yeah.
That shorty, she try and bless me like I said I chew. Like a nigga sneeze, nigga please for them trick and squeeze. I'm getting cream. Never let them hoes get in between of what we started. Little nigga, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck in their head. But at the party, I go and get it regardless. Draw it like I'm an artist, no crawling, went straight to walking with foreign.
Hey, spark up that backwood, Moses.
Fucking sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me, get him, I got him. I did it without an album. I did shit with Mariah. Little nigga, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly nigga, I'm flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hey, to rest in peace. Hey, to rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my niggas, then what you talking about? Gangsters move in silence, nigga, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word. Was on my grind and now I got what I deserve. Fuck, nigga. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining? Flexing on these niggas, I'm like Papa on the spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type of can of men casting grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new bitch, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands strapped on my toes. Cause these niggas want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money. I need some milk. These niggas try to take my life. They fuck around, get killed. You fuck around, you fuck around, you fuck around, get smoked. Cause these Philly niggas I bought with me don't fuck around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young niggas that's rolling. I got niggas throwing bees. I done did the deal.
Yeah, nigga. What's up, Moses, man? Come on, man. What's up with you, man? You just sparked the backwood. We got my nigga Dave in here. He done sparked the backwood with the cape out and the do-rag. We here today. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses?
Yep. And we here in this motherfucker, episode 111 out this bitch.
Been a minute.
Took a little break. Thought I had COVID, bro. What you want me to do? Got tested. Negative. I'm negative out this bitch.
Crying and shit.
You thought I was crying? I wasn't crying. No, I wasn't crying. Come on, bro. Come on. Don't treat me like that, bro. What's up, man? What's going on, Moses? How's life, man?
Same old.
Okay.
Fuck with the sound?
Huh?
You fuck with the South?
The South?
Yeah.
Do I fuck with the South?
Yeah. The music.
Yes. Where the fuck did that come from?
Did you
why you ask me watch, that?
Okay, did you watch the Scarface shit we was on Drink Champs?
I didn't get to see all of it.
I mean, he brought a lot of interesting things. What got me was when he was talking about he was smoking dust.
You tried dust before?
Nah, like, but I know somebody.
Would you try dust?
No.
Never thought about it?
No.
Okay.
It's not my thing. Especially you see how niggas trip on it, how they act on it. They paranoid and act like you got to be around 24/7. We're like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Like, nigga falling out.
You ain't never seen nobody on
the Yeah, person. This nigga like, you don't understand this nigga I know. Like, he's on that
Dave
shit.
Dave said you lying, bro.
Nah, he go to D.C. to go, he go to D.C. to go get the shit. Every time he go somewhere to go get the shit, he come back fucked up.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody on dust.
Yo, that shit is fucking crazy. I'll be tripping him out. I'll be telling orders.
What
ain't
what
really
is
there.
Dust though? Like, what is it, like PCP? What is it like? Oh, like acid? Like,
nigga, I don't. All I know,
because I never got into no shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? I never really understood it. Thought a lot of white people might have been on it, but you
I
know.
Never thought like certain type of people like do this shit. But you'll never know what nobody do. You know what I'm saying? So if you know how to get on that shit and get off it. Commend you. You know what I'm saying? Anything you do, you know how to get off of it, bad drug. I commend you, but like, come on. That shit ain't make you work. You trying to do productive shit. You can't do that shit.
Not on the dust.
Not on that dust, you be fucked up. You be on it to another level. Your fucking eyes be crazy as shit. You can't even fucking respond. You be left for no fucking reason.
What do they call the people that's on dust? You know they got weed head, crack head. No, they ain't calling him a dust head. With a dust bucket. No?
I don't know.
Y'all don't even got the terms for niggas that's on dust out this motherfucker, man.
It's like,
man, nigga, you dust head. Nigga, you wet behind the ears.
Yeah. What you say?
Dave, you seen a nigga on dust before?
Let me get wet.
Yeah, niggas did a lot of dust in my hometown.
Was it crazy? Like, seen that shit or seen your friends on that shit?
Like, did it trip you out a little bit?
No.
Not saying your friends was on that shit, but like.
Yeah, niggas is high, man. Niggas get naked.
Yeah. That's what had me scuffing. Like, I didn't get naked. I ain't want nobody to see my dick. I'm like, what the fuck? So you be knowing, like, what's going on. You just don't want to, like. Or maybe it's different to
Wouldn't
some
that
people.
Be, like, on Ecstasy, though? Getting touchy-feely
when
you get
naked.
I don't
know, because I mean, I never did that, so I can't really say what is it like. You know what I mean? So that would never happen, but you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you tell me. You took ecstasy, you got touchy-feely when you get naked?
I don't know if I had the real. I don't know if I had the real ecstasy, though, bro. I was late on trying the ecstasy. Like, I wasn't part of, like, the real hype ecstasy era and then tried it. You get what I'm saying? I was like way late, so I don't know how it really made me feel.
Niggas ain't fucking off dust. Mm. Getting high, they overheat, and they get naked. Mm. It's hot. What it is?
Get high and get down naked.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the dust heads, man. I ain't mad at you, man. Have fun.
Dust heads.
Leave that shit alone.
Word from Dave. God damn it. Word from Dave. I had a dope weekend in Atlanta recently. Took the family, you know. Took my son.
Smoked some dust?
No, not at all. One of the homies down there got me some shit called Pluto, though. Thought it was Future's weed.
Thought it was some dust.
Yeah, they, why they want to put me on dust so bad, yo? This nigga's dying to put me on dust. No, nigga.
Yeah, you a naked. You gonna show your dick?
No, no. What? What?
I'm naked. What?
What? You want to show your dick? Hell no.
I'm a golden child, sir. Watch me go.
Oh my god. Fuck you, nigga. Listen. Nah.
I'm a go Buddha.
We went to DJ Envy's Carcella. We went to DJ Envy's Carcella down there in Atlanta. My son really enjoyed
Coachella.
It. Seeing fucking little baby cars. Okay. This nigga had like 10 fucking cars down there.
Okay.
I bumped into Currency. He was walking around the crowd. He had like 6-7 of his cars there. DJ Drama had some shit there. Dwight Howard, he had some shit there. And he was actually there taking pictures with people. It was a real dope ass event, man. My wife and my son got a picture with DJ Envy. They enjoyed that. So yeah, nah, that was dope. Then we fucked around and went to Game 6. Fucking Atlanta and Milwaukee. I mean, that's over with now. With that playoff game, we ended up doing all that in Atlanta 4th of July weekend. It was really dope, man.
Okay.
Family definitely enjoyed it.
You gotta have some family time.
You got to.
So always enjoy yourself in the family time. That's what's popping. Yo, but now you like to cook. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like to cook here. You don't mind taking advice. But like, what gets on my nerves? Like, nigga, don't tell me how to cook some shit, especially if I'm doing something different. You know what I'm saying? Say if you cook a steak this way. If I'm doing it this way, I might want you to taste something different. You know what I'm saying? Oh, don't put it like that. Don't do it like that. It's like, damn, you want to protect how somebody cooks.
So you don't like taking advice?
That's not advice like 24/7 on somebody. Like, advice is like, you know what I'm saying, give somebody, I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's how I do it. You get a nice conversation. But I'm talking about like, what you doing? Why are you putting so much, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you know half of the seasons on half of the stuff is like, you take a lot of seeds to put on stuff?
Are you asking me?
Do you put a lot of seasons on stuff?
I do. I put a lot of different. Why? I don't know. I think less that's just season, what I taught. I think that's I'm what just I was saying, taught from my OG.
Less season, you don't really taste most of the stuff, right?
I don't know. I think you just blending up your own flavor when you mix up a bunch of seasonings like that.
Do you marinate most of yourself?
Do I marinate it?
Yeah.
Let it marinate in the seasoning? Yeah.
Marinate overnight.
That's something I don't do often.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like marinating times, before cooking. I'm talking about marinating before night, before you cook.
Nah, a lot of times, especially I don't, you know, because do I end up buying the meat that day and then cooking it that day.
Okay, so you never like try to sit back and...
No, I've seasoned shit and then, you know, let it sit. Yeah, I've done it before.
Everybody does that.
Right, but I mean...
But I'm talking about like... preparing the shit before that.
Nah, it don't be no overnight. It'd be like at least a couple hours. I let the meat and shit marinate on in the
seasoning. You pop up and be like, I'ma just cook today, basically.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, tomorrow might, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I woke up that day. I might have been off work that day. Damn, I'm gonna throw something on the grill. Fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? It'd be like that with me.
But do you like somebody over you on the grill 24/7?
No.
That's what I'm saying. It's the difference between advice and the difference between...
I don't want nobody over the grill with me because I be trying to learn anyway. Like, I be trying to... I want to fuck up. Like, I don't want to fuck up, but I want to fuck up and learn from it. Mm. You know what I mean? Then I'm like, okay, now I know next time I ain't going...
Yeah, but...
You know what I mean?
I love advice, but the thing is, like, I think... Also, you have to learn how to do certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, like when you find out how to do something, you be like, okay, I ain't going to do it like this. I'm going to use this. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to use the wood chips to make this right here, even have that scent of it. So you just learn every day.
I feel you on that, bro. I be on the grill a lot, though. So, yeah, I be trying to learn something every time I'm on that shit.
What about you, Dave?
Dave don't be cooking, man.
Dave be cooking a lot.
I don't cook
Dave
shit.
Dave don't be cooking.
Dave can cook some bomb-ass wings, though.
He can, but he won't do it.
I mean, he does it, I think, like...
on holidays.
He, like, looks and learns. You know what I'm saying? Like, he look around probably...
Dave a holiday running, nigga.
But he know how to cook, though.
He like to cook on holidays.
I done had some of his food. His food's good as fuck, so... I agree with you. Getting high and just, you know what I'm saying? But I don't feel that.
I agree with you. Dave, he making some fire.
Yeah,
shit.
So he know what he doing. So,
but I don't get to taste it to the holidays.
No. Like, he just like you too. Like, I think everybody like that. Like, some days you'll be like, let me put something on the grill. You know what I'm saying? But another thing, Dave, do you like somebody 24/7 over you while you cooking?
No, nigga, nobody does. Nobody likes gnats. You like gnats?
Mm-hmm. Call the nigga a gnat.
Mm. I mean, buzzing in it. I mean, that's what it is. Like, nah.
Right, who cooking here? Me or you? Mm-hmm. Shut it. Nobody has time for your input every 2 seconds.
And that's what it comes down to. Is like, you don't be disrespectful. You just be like, I ain't trying to be funny, bro. I'm cooking.
But what if
let me cook and see how, you know what I'm saying?
But what if you know they know more than you?
I still take the advice, but they're not going to, people that know more than you, that know how to cook, they're not going to be 24/7. They're going to tell you what they do and just sit back and see how you do it. Especially they ate your food before. Like, if they know how to, you know how to cook, you good. But if it was the first time, I think they'd be like trying to put their knowledge on something. It depends, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, if you got an old school person that you know how to cook, you had their food, you're gonna listen. But somebody that don't really cook, I'm not gonna listen to you. You don't know how to fucking cook. Shut the fuck up. Why the fuck is you in my ear? You don't cook. Shut the fuck up.
Are you all right, Moses? Did you get all of that out? How's your mental?
I'm just saying, like, the fuck, nigga? I'm just, okay, don't worry
sound
about it.
Sound like you was talking to somebody directly. It sound like you was talking to somebody directly, nigga.
Nah, just anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, people been through cooking shit, and like, no matter where you go, like, where you cook at, even on jobs and shit like that, where you cook at, somebody critique your shit, so.
I wanted to say shout out to Lil Durk.
Why?
Why?
Recently, him and his girl, they was at home and somebody broke into their crib and they happened to get into a shootout with the people that broke into his house out there. It's, I think his spot is somewhere outside of Atlanta somewhere.
So he had to defend himself.
Definitely. But the part that I loved about it so much was his girl was shooting too with him, putting the work in. Wasn't scared at all. Didn't go run in the closet. Didn't get under the bed.
Do you feel like your significant other? Do you feel like your significant other should know how to shoot? Use a gun.
I mean, it's tricky.
Especially when situations and shit like that happen.
It's tricky.
Everybody need to learn how to shoot.
True.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Just don't piss her off.
Everybody.
No.
don't piss her off.
I don't think it like that. Like, you gotta know who you dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So, that's up to you on that on that point. You know what I'm saying? That's up to you. Like, you know, chick crazy, get your ass away. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't want to be sleeping in bed and then you wake up with one eye open and there's a
but
barrel.
But don't get it twisted.
There's
everybody
a barrel pointing at you because you done made her mad about
got
some
a
shit.
Gun that ain't no shooter.
That could happen whether she know how to shoot or not.
And that's the thing. Like, everybody not everybody no shooter. Like, you in that situation, it's a different story. You know what I'm saying? She just wanted to protect her life. She was willing.
But you have some women that don't even know how to cock the gun, Dave. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, they'll put that to your head, but they squeeze it. It's still not working.
Is your pistol cocked at home?
Yeah.
It's ready.
It's ready to go.
Take off safety. Exactly. Yeah. Do you have yours on safety?
And this is squeak.
I'm not going to lie, though. I respect it, though. Like, I want my significant other to know how to shoot, know how to cock that thing and bust off. We get in a situation together, like with Lil Durk and his woman got into. Somebody come breaking our crib. Yo, we busting together. Hey, yo, get behind this wall, back to back, whatever. Like, what was it, like Angelina Jolie? What was that, Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
I don't know who the fuck you think you are.
What you mean?
Back to back.
What you mean? Mrs. and Mr. Smith? Come on, man.
I think he's going to be dead right there.
Oh, that's fucked up, Dave. That's fucked up, Dave.
You think you missed him?
Hey, we dumping. Yo, Dave, we shooting out this motherfucker. Fuck that shit, man. Yeah.
So you got like a trigger button up on the couch. Shotgun come out.
Blast! Yeah. Shoot! Mm-hmm. I'm saying I don't want to shoot at each other, but we got to get these motherfuckers up out of our house.
I mean, I'm not. Like, you know what I mean? Hopefully, you don't shoot at each other. I do not want that to happen.
Hell no, nigga. I don't want those bullets coming towards my way.
I was trying to aim for them.
Right. Right.
You're always in the way.
So, y'all not with that? Y'all don't want y'all significant other knowing how to bust
off?
Nah,
I think, just like Dave said, everybody should know how to bust. You know what I'm saying? Use a gun, you know, properly. You know what I'm saying? So
be comfortable with it.
Because you can have a gun and not know the proper way to shoot, or when a situation happened, you be stuck. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like,
it's shocking shit.
Stuck, so pretty sure she was shocked by it, but at the same time, like, she was ready for it. I'm not going to die. That's the thing I think you have to have in your mind. Like,
is it I'm not going to die, or I'm going to protect my man? Or both.
Nigga, what the fuck?
It's both.
But I mean, which instinct you think is coming first? I'm not going
to die. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, you love your other, whatever. But I'm not going to die.
Yeah. I feel you.
Fuck.
That's real shit.
It should always be self-preservation.
Yeah.
It's like on the plane. You put your fucking mask on. I don't think, like, you put your kid's mask on.
Sacrifice your kid. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. What name? You put your mask on before you put your kid's mask on?
That's what they tell you on a plane, eh? Put your mask on first, then you put your kid's mask on. Because if you put your kid's mask on and you die, now your kid's just gone too. I mean, you got to take care of yourself first. You're the adult.
It's not like being selfish, right, just
take care of your kids.
Getting yourself right, yeah, so you can handle your kid. Your kid ain't going to know to put that shit on.
Right.
So that's why they telling you be aware of yourself. It's not being selfish, just, you know what I'm saying?
You're right. A lot of people don't have that, though. When a situation happens, they don't know how to react to it.
And that's the thing, like, she know how to react to it. Most people be like, fumble with the gun, clip fall out.
Right.
Shot the fuck up.
Right, on some bullshit.
I would've did this. Most niggas are talking about they would've did this, main nigga would've froze up.
Y'all niggas don't know what she did up there.
What you mean?
You don't know what she did, ain't no video or nothing. Where'd you hear this from, her? In the story? They said she was shooting back.
Nah, you know those reporters.
Right, exactly.
They said they
both shooting back. Allegedly. They said they was both shooting back allegedly.
Let's say that.
And they got up out of there. The robbers.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Mm? She could have got scared. This nigga slapped her upside the head. Hey, bitch. It's on.
Yeah.
It's on.
Yeah, and he right.
You know what I mean?
Like, but it might not be in a
situation. That's got to be worse, too, though. When you sleep in your crib or something and you hear some shit going off, you got to take care of that. That's trash. Mind your fucking business out there, man.
Have your alarms up.
Yeah.
Stop posting shit up. Where you at?
Nah, they came to his crib. I don't think he posted his house.
You know where he was at?
Yeah, I guess, man.
Niggas are fine with you. I'm just saying, like, niggas are fine with you at.
Yo, yeah. So what's up? Y'all heard that Styles P album? Ghosting?
Nah. I don't even know.
All right, let me go to Dave. I don't want to hear your shit, Moses.
We had a discussion before about, like, how do you have to, like, search for your artists to find out what they putting out?
Well, you should have social media by now.
Yeah, okay.
How about that, nigga? I have an Instagram and follow him. He let you know, yo, my album is coming out.
So, Dave heard it?
Yeah.
He better have.
I better have.
Like, yes. My New York nigga, he better have. What the fuck you mean?
Oh, better have. I've heard it, though.
How you feel about it, bro?
Because I follow the nigga, you feel me?
Right. No social media ass nigga over here.
We heard his head, he follow.
Yeah, shout out to SP. He always got some fire out.
Yeah. I fuck with it.
Never disappoints.
I really fuck with how he be, him and his son be making beats for him and shit now. He keep it in his family. Yeah, he had his wife on a joint when she was doing the hook.
Why not?
I think that's what's mostly dope. And I fuck with Styles P, Yonkers, Fruits, Veggies.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? Living healthy and shit. So, dope ass album. One of the most consistent rappers in the game. What else you want from the homie, man?
Yeah.
Honestly, what else you want from the homie, man?
What are you drinking again, man?
What? Oh, that Casamigos? You don't like that shit?
It tastes like fucking Windex. Terrible.
Yeah, what's
it? It gets you fucked up, though. I ain't gonna lie.
So this is
it does the job.
What is this? The Casamigos Mezcal. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
The Mezcal. Black bottle.
It's
niggas.
Got it's the gray bottle.
They with picked the right kind of bottle for
with
that
the
shit.
Right the white writing all over it. And
I feel like a nigga did a 360 in the car and he picked up all the fucking black shit off the road and put this in the fucking liquor bottle.
This shit is fucking crazy. I had to bring this in here for y'all to try it out because I bought the bottle because the Blanco wasn't available. So I was like, you know what?
It gets you fucked up.
I'm going to get this. I'm going to fuck with this. And
what it tastes like?
It's harsh.
Hmm?
It's harsh, man.
Like I'm so scared to go to the bathroom.
Why? That shit tastes like pine salt, bro.
So like my shit is gonna come out like fucking oil, nigga.
That shit, man.
I just seen a meme earlier with a dude riding the car with a gay chick, and I guess they was riding home from a party or some shit like that. And she was like, yo, what happened? Like, well, yo, well, you know what I mean? She sounded like she was confused. He was like, what you mean? We, you know what I mean? He was like, yo, you woke. He's like, this is what happened when you wake up next to a dyke or some shit like that after a party. She was like, I don't know what the fuck happened. He was like, it's the Casamigo. He's probably drinking that shit.
Nah, this shit, man. Yo, go try it out, man. Go try out this black or gray or what is it? No, matte black bottle right here, man. It's harsh. It's harsh. Speaking of drinking, though, I got to be honest with y'all. I'm done.
Oh, God. This shit right here.
I got to calm down to drinking. It's official.
What happened?
Shout out to my homie All Day. I was on the phone with All Day and was talking about we going to link up. Do some shit, you know, cook on the grill, you know. And he was like, yo, be ready to drink. So we got into the conversation about drinking.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, bro. He's like, man, I drink so much. He said, man, I spend at least $500-$600 a month on just drinking.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there like, yo, I never actually sat there and thought about, like, how much money I actually spend on fucking alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just did on some average shit, like, I drink every day, and my average bottle is like $30 a day. I did like 7 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Shit came up to like $800 a month for me just to drink. I'm scarred now.
You was drinking 7 days a week?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
You had an issue.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's the thing. You don't never drink beers?
I drink beers,
and I'm
too.
I'm still drinking this regular shit.
Look, he's still pouring up the matte black bottle. Yeah, nigga, I was drinking every day, my nigga. And I did the math to that shit. Just by talking to him made me just do the math to the shit.
I don't drink every day. Like, me and Dave, like, the same thing. Like, we'll drink beers every now and then. We don't drink too much.
And I did an average of $30 a bottle. I'm just saying maybe like a fifth of Ciroc or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, really, we be on Casamigos, Don Julio. All them shit's just like $50 bottles.
Yeah, but it depends on when you go home. We got the studio look here, right? You gotta think about that too.
Bro, I drink even when I work.
Drink that much in the studio.
Not at work, but I'm saying like when I'm off work, when I get off work.
You have a bottle already, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, or I'm picking up a bottle.
But that's the
thing.
When
I get off.
You don't drink beers, right?
Not like that. No. I drink them. I've been drinking them recently. No, I don't.
That's the thing. You don't fuck with beers. You rather drink some liquor.
Yeah.
How much do you drink them?
Nigga, I told you every fucking day. What the fuck is this nigga talking about?
I did a whole conversation.
You know what I mean?
I know you drink every day.
No, every
he's
fucking
a
day.
Fucking
how
drunk.
A drunk. A alcoholic, bro. Yeah. It's terrible.
How many shots? Or how many, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I run through the bottle a day, bro.
Do you mix? Oh, you know what I'm saying?
It don't matter.
It don't matter if I'm running through the bottle.
Shots.
No, I'm making drinks.
Okay.
Don't matter what he's drinking it with. He's drinking the bottle.
Yeah, how many fucking things he making, nigga.
Nigga, whatever going through the bottle.
Three probably. Or it's at least
a little corner left.
How long
do
your bottle last?
I just said a day. This nigga's not listening to me, Dave. I don't like this. He's not helping me.
I'm just trying to.
I'm asking for help.
No, I'm trying to let you figure out you alcoholic, nigga.
Huh?
I'm trying to let you figure out you alcoholic.
No, I'm telling you,
killing bottles a day. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then I'm and that shit came out to like $800 a
Your
month.
Your piss is different, nigga. Yeah. Fuck is you talking about? You saying? So my, you can answer your question. Nah, bitch, I'm trying to do psychological with your dumb ass. Like,
my nigga, for me liquor. To sit there and see that I'm spending your at least $800 a month nigga. In alcohol, that's not even my weed bill.
You ever took a match and
I had to think about how much weed.
Nah, this shit gonna blow the fuck up, nigga. That nigga not pissing water, nothing. That nigga's pissing fucking liquor.
But I drink a bunch of water though. That's what's even crazy. I drink water like a motherfucker.
Pissing water and liquor, nigga.
That's all I'm pissing. Water and liquor, bro.
I don't see why you're not lifting weights. Like, you just walk around the Hulk for no reason.
What are you talking about?
Cake.
Shout out to the homie all day, man. He put me up on game. I'm about to save money. That's all I know, nigga. No. That's somebody's fucking rent, my nigga.
All day was
like for real.
All day was in the service. That's why he drank like.
That nigga was that like, nigga, yeah, when you come, be ready to drink, nigga.
That nigga's a fucking shooter. You gotta drink.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You don't that's drink, somebody getting lit up.
Speaking of shooter,
these fries fucking cold. Rat. Oh, back wet.
Speaking of shooter. I fucked around in
whole back wet, bitch.
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
This nigga gonna scream. Fuck you mean? Tell me what's that? Nigga dead.
That's how you know this nigga Moses be playing too much Call of Duty, man. Mm-hmm. I swear. He be search and destroy.
Nigga just be like
target down.
Nigga be trying to jump, still get wet. Rat. You bitch.
Yo, so listen though. Speaking of shooter, I watched the documentary I Sniper.
You a shooter.
I watched the documentary I Sniper, my nigga.
Okay.
And it was by the DC snipers.
Okay.
From what, back in 2002?
Okay.
Them niggas was wildin'. Them niggas was catching bodies before they even did the fucking DC shit. They was catching a body in fucking Washington, Arizona.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. They was using those as practice, robbing people. Mississippi, Atlanta. They was going all across that.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said the homie, John. He's not the homie because he's disgusting. The dude, John, the older guy,
mm-hmm.
he fucked around, lost custody of his kids and shit during his marriage or whatever.
Okay.
And his wife dipped out, disappeared. She happened to be in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, well, you know what? I got something for all that shit. I'm going to turn it all the way up. I'm going to train this little young kid. He's like 15 years old, 16 years old. Pure shooter. Niggas was like, yo, we gonna catch 6 to 10 bodies a day. It took 22 days to catch these motherfuckers, man. Young boy was being told what to do, being manipulated. They were gay together. They said it would be a high off having sex with each other and catching a body. Like, wild shit like that. I'm talking about shooting niggas from the trunk of the car.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask y'all remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was y'all scared around that time when y'all was hearing about the DC shootings going on the news or whatever?
Not really.
You wasn't scared? I was scared, but go ahead.
Because where I was at, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Niggas was looking for that card.
But it was looking for the white van first. It was all about a white van. Oh, they're shooting from a white van. But they had a dark blue Caprice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say I was fucking scared. Because they was catching bodies in D.C., Maryland. Then they was making their way down Virginia. And here we are off 95.
Yeah.
I-95. And they was traveling down 95. I'm like, oh, these niggas is coming. Oh, I'm like, all these white people is coming to North Carolina. Because I'm thinking it's white people. You know what I mean? We all thought it was white people doing this shit. Who the fuck is just doing random shootings?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I was scared to death, yo. I was like, you can't go to the gas station and pump gas. I think even my mom's or something sent me to the store because she was scared. She was like, yo, you go get the gas for me or some shit like that.
Your mom tried to say
yeah, I feel like moms and OG set me up. They was like, yo, we need you to go to the store and get gas for the car. I'm like, you know, the DC, you know, niggas is out here shooting, picking off bodies and shit, Home Depot.
Yeah, I remember that. It probably did. It lasted about a week.
No.
I'm saying for niggas being scared and worried about it.
Okay.
After about a week, niggas wasn't worried about it, man.
Yeah.
You got to live life after
that. Well, 2002, you was up in New York, though, so it wasn't like they was traveling up north.
They was still looking for a white van, no matter where you was at.
Yeah.
Right. Yo, these niggas was taking headshots. They was shooting kids. Like... the shit was wild, man.
It was crazy, yo.
And it's
the thing is, like, people was justifying, like, oh, that's white people. Then when they found out it was black, niggas went crazy, yo.
It was like, oh, like, disappointing.
Yo, they went like, crazy, like.
Like, what the fuck was they thinking?
It was like, oh, he was black. He was then black. They found out why. It was, oh, shit.
Yeah, so if anybody want to go see that Ice Sniper, I don't know what the shit is on. I seen it on Hulu. I thought the shit was so crazy. I had to show it to my son. I'm like, yo, this is American history right here. You got to see this. Look what these motherfuckers was doing. And I was scared.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
He thought it was crazy. He thought it was insane. He was like, this is something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still kind of bored with it at the same time. Because, you know, you're young. You don't care about that shit like that. He ain't lived through it. Ready, you know what I mean?
He's ready to play the game.
Right, right.
Fortnite.
Oh, man. So, what's up, man? We got Lox versus Dipset.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Versus. In Madison Square Garden. I looked up the prices of the tickets, too. I wanted to go. I'm not going to make it.
Huh? Why? Computer's putin'?
I couldn't afford it. Huh? Computer's putin'.
Computer's putin'? That's why I can't make it?
That's what you're saying? You got Dipset?
Mm-hmm.
Who winning?
I tell the chicks to bring the waffles out. We at the Waffle House. Mommy, I seen it. I dreamed it. Body knee. I really mean it. I'm just saying. What's going on, huh?
What's really good? You got Dipset winning.
What's really good?
Moses has Dipset winning.
Hmm?
I'm not mad at it.
You know how these shits go. It depends on how
the
songs is played. You know what I mean?
That's for one. And they in New York. So that crowd is going to be different.
Come home with me.
I got the Lox.
And New York, come home with me.
I got living off experience. YO.
It's going to be interesting to see how they mix it up.
Man, you know I'm mean? Just excited about it, bro.
They got to mix it up.
I really don't care. I'm just excited about it.
Because I'm wondering, is it just group for group, or is they going to be able to do individuals too? They're going to have to be able to do individuals.
Yes. That's going to happen. They might do like first 10.
You know group I mean? For group. Last 10 individuals, some Jewel shit. Yeah,
they mix it up.
Some Jimmy shit, then you know, Styles.
That's hard.
We don't know what they
do that. That's hard.
We don't know what they playing.
Yeah. Well, listen, all about the Benjamins is one.
Mm-hmm. That's what you think.
Yes. 24 Hours to Live is one. Who gets to play band for TV?
That's what you think.
Or they perform that together. Mm. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
We gonna make it.
Heroin never scared, so.
I'm not, listen, we're not saying that. I think it's gonna
He talking about the song, nigga.
Yeah, I know.
Yo, he don't know nothing about Cam and Jim, huh?
Kiss is on there too.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say I'm not.
Yeah.
We not worried about that. They probably perform that.
Nah, they ain't performing that.
Hmm?
They can.
They can, but nobody's performing that.
Come on.
They got too much of a better shit to play than that.
Huh?
I see a lot of people saying that it's going to be Dipset because they changed the culture. Ken was making niggas wear pink. Had the pink Range Rover.
Yeah, they definitely influenced the culture.
No lie.
In a bigger way.
We rolling.
But
I'm not balling.
I'm not mad at it, man.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of the dopest verses that
balling.
Come out. As long as they don't get too drunk like Key Sweat. Well, hold up. No, I need drunk Kiss again, though. I need drunk Kiss again. Because he was hysterical when they did that shit with Fab, yo.
Like, mean.
Yeah, it's
that shit was history right there.
It's at the Garden, so they're going to show out. I don't know if he's going to be drunk. That was more of a smaller crowd, you know what I mean?
Charles B said he got the flashy. They got the flashy.
Styles P said he don't know who the fuck is lacing Capo's blunt, but he gonna fuck you up, nigga.
Yo, that is shit.
He said, why them niggas disrespected? He loved them. But whoever laces blunt, he gonna fuck you up. I heard him say it. I watched him say it. He looked like he was serious. I got the locks. Moses has Dipset, and I think Dave has Dipset.
I got both. I'm just happy. Yeah,
I spoke for Dave on some other shit.
I'm just enjoying. I'm enjoying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to be nice to see, bro. Like, I'm with both. But I'm just excited to see that. I'm excited to see what they wear, too. Where the jewels at.
What they wear?
Yeah.
Fuck does that matter?
New Dipset chains? Like,
yeah, them niggas, they
going to be flashy, Link. What the fuck you talking about?
Well,
just like Gucci, man. He didn't say no Gucci man came out
Gucci
there.
Had that shit on.
Gucci told him, like, nigga, if you come out there with a fucking hoodie, I'm not coming out.
Dipset gonna have that shit on, too, though.
Yeah.
You gonna have that shit on.
I was talking about Dipset. Nigga, you mean Styles P? You know?
No,
nigga,
I'm saying.
Gonna have a hoodie on?
Kiss gonna have that shit on.
Kiss gonna have that shit on.
Styles gonna have some hard sneakers on, probably a sweatsuit.
And Luch gonna look like a bully.
And they all gonna.
Luch gonna look like,
look like he's gonna be ready for war. Like.
They all gonna have rollies on.
Yeah.
Luch gonna have be all black.
I fuck with Luch, man.
What are you gonna look like a bully?
People sleep on Luch.
The biggest nigga on stage.
Yeah, he's gonna look like a bully. He's gonna look intimidating.
Yeah.
I love this shit.
Shit's gonna be dope, man. Shout out to New York, man. Shout out to Harlem. Shout out to Yonkers. Y'all ain't see that new Space Jam, though.
How was it?
No.
You was
not
excited about it?
To see Space Jam. Yeah, he couldn't wait to see.
You get the shoes?
No, I know somebody that did.
Yo.
I didn't get the shoes.
Bugs Bunny. Face ass, dope. Nigga. You like it? You like it?
No.
You ain't like it?
No. Wow. No, I didn't like it.
That's LeBron James.
I think that it's well, yeah, kind of.
Don't compare it to the last one.
I'm not though. Hold on, I'm gonna give you my opinion on why I don't fucking like the movie. And the movie, I think the storyline was not it.
Buzz Bunny was smoking that weed again.
No, LeBron James cannot act. Like, it was just kind of funny trying to see LeBron James be a serious father.
He's
too playful on the court. Like, I've never seen this nigga be serious, ever. Mm-hmm. He trying to be serious with his kid. Like, come on, Brian. Like, nah, nigga, just laugh with the nigga. It's cool, bro. You laugh with the other nigga. So it's like, no, Brian can't be serious,
off the court?
Like, which is, all right, whatever. I didn't like the storyline of, like, all this.
But you want to talk to him do a basketball?
No, I just ain't like the storyline. But I did think that as far as, like, you know, the Looney Tunes, the cartoony shit of it, that was dope. Like, they didn't fuck that up. That's what I did like about it. So okay. It's for kids, of course.
Like, so you just ain't like LeBron. That's what you said.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't act. If he was acting good, then I would have fucked with him.
Yo, my nigga.
He can't act, bro.
It's cool. He's the good Michael. You see the old one?
I don't care about that one either.
No, he was all on it.
You don't like the fucking movie.
That's all
then.
I'm saying. I'm not going back to watch either one of them.
How is he supposed to act?
This thing is
crazy. Playing basketball.
No. Because it's always a storyline with it.
How is he supposed to act?
I'm telling you, bro.
Hey, you want this nigga, and then the fact that he's acting with nobody around. You didn't even take that into effect.
Like he's talking to thin air.
Yeah, he's talking to green screen. Like, what you want to do, bro?
He can't act. He ain't got nobody to act with.
You was on the green screen. How would you feel?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Mm.
Not in that position. Probably never will be neither.
Not in that position.
I probably never will be neither, but it's cool. But no, it's cool. It's still for the kids. I still encourage people to go see it. It's for the culture. Like, go fucking see Space Jam, nigga. Okay. Fuck you mean?
You was fucking crazy.
No, for real. It's for the culture.
He was like, nah.
Take your kids, man.
Not in that position. What
I watched the HBO Max. I didn't go to the movies.
HBO Max, okay.
Yeah. Go see it, Dave. You'll enjoy it.
Space Jams.
Space.
I was watching Space Jams.
The kids don't even know the Looney Tunes. Like, what are they...
I tell you one thing, they enhanced those graphics and shit, though. That shit look good. That's why I said the cartoon part, the Bugs Bunny and all that. All that shit is
hard. Of course.
They probably should have switched it up. Did like fucking Porky the Pig. Not Porky the Pig, but they got other fucking cartoons.
Did he have other
they still try to add like Marvel shit in there a little bit. Like the characters just coming through, being in the crowd and shit, or the game type shit. But
did they have other players come in? Jordan did?
Yeah, Dame Lillard, Klay Thompson, Anthony Davis. Yeah, a couple of them played against them, whatever.
They turned into the Monstars?
Yeah, some bullshit.
Okay.
Oh, and then he had to go against his son. Like, you know, I'm going to say, you got to go see it, man.
He had to go against his son.
Yeah, you got to go play his son. But listen, the BMF story is coming. Shout out to 50. I can't fucking wait. I'm ready to see this shit on Stars, September 26th. Free Big Meech.
Coming home soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen that too. Yeah. Yeah.
Good news.
I'm ready for this series. I'm watching the fuck out of it. Are you gonna? You guys going to watch the BMF series? Probably not, because y'all don't watch shit anyway.
I'm going to watch it. I think
Dave said you watching that. Okay.
Watch the story it came to.
You gonna watch the Kanan Raising Kanan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's on now, nigga.
You back to power. Now you back to being a power.
I'm letting
nigga.
It stack up, man.
Let it stack up.
Yeah.
Let it stack up. Binge watch
it. Stack up.
All right.
Do what I want.
Do what I want. You got any more topics over there, bro, before we get the fuck out of here for episode 111 out this bitch on Dirty Water Podcast?
Here,
we out of here. Yo, check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC.
Love love our fans, man. Love y'all, man. What the fuck?
Yo, Dave, this nigga just come out of nowhere. Love our fans.
Shut up,
what?
You born rich. Get out of here.
Shout out to Cuz, man. Supporting your cooler line, bro.
Supporting them tattoos, too. Every time I see you, they like to get stretch marks. Lexington looks like a bullhorn. Don't, Dave. You like a fucking
bullhorn. Don't bring Dave into this. Fight your own battle. Pussy.
You don't want him.
Fuck out of here.
You don't want David to jump into it.
I'm sick of you. Fuck out of here.
Fight your own battles, pussy.
Yo,
nigga drink this ashy liquor. Now you got balls and shit.
This ashy liquor. Uh-huh.
Eat some mountain oysters, motherfucker.
You need to drink some more water, motherfucker.
Mountain oysters. You eat them. You like them fried.
Check us out on Instagram. I'm not fucking with these niggas, man.
You like them fried? You a fried oyster nigga?
You little fried oyster.
My oysters. On the side of your mouth.
That's nasty.
Look at Dave. He's funny.
You stupid as fuck.
Check us out on Instagram.
Check us out on Mount
Dirty Water _ podcast. Facebook Dirty Not Water lover. Podcast, nigga. Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, all that good shit.
Nut lover.
Subscribe.
I don't give a fuck no.
You say you love the fans. Don't start your bullshit.
I don't give a fuck.
We getting a fight.
You niggas smoking PCB and shit. Naked.
This dust bucket ass nigga, I ain't fucking with him, man.
Naked, man.
2 6. Niggas getting naked. In the 2 6, eh?
Nigga doing lines up on their armpits. You give a fuck no more? This the end of it? Press the end, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck no more. Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus wants?